It's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Stone Soup is a folk tale, an old tale of yore that people have been telling for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now I'm going to tell it to you. In a faraway land, across two oceans and a sea, beyond three mountain ranges and over the hills and the meadows full of flowers and sheep, and across the stormy plains and prairies full of waving wheat, in a busy city, far from home, two brothers and a sister met. They were overjoyed to see each other because it had been many years since they had left home to make their own way in the world, and they missed each other and their family home terribly. The oldest brother was a scholar who had been visiting other lands to discover their customs and their technologies. The sister was a healer, and she had been helping wounded soldiers in a great and terrible war. The youngest was a soldier in that same war and felt lucky to have gotten out alive. He didn't want to raise another weapon for as long as he lived. They all wanted to go home to their mother and to rest a while around a crackling fire underneath a boiling pot of soup in her hearth. They decided to travel home together, so they emptied their pockets to put all the money they had left together in the palm of one of their hands, and they hoped it was enough to get them back to their home. They traveled by boat, they walked, and they traveled by gypsy caravan. They slept in hotels, hovels, and under the stars. When they ran out of money to travel any further, they were just a 3 days walk from home. They knew they would make it, but not without a good meal. So they headed for the nearest village to ask for something, please, to eat, and a safe place to spend the night. A little girl who had been picking wild plums in the woods saw them coming down the road towards the village, and she ran ahead to tell the villagers that there were strangers approaching. The villagers had just been through a dreadful war, and they were very afraid of strangers. So they shut their windows and doors up as tightly as they could, and they hid anything valuable in false cellars and hidden cupboards they had built until every last coin, cabbage, and cooking pot was hidden. When the travelers arrived, they shouted, "Hello!" But nobody answered them. They knocked on some doors, but nobody answered them. Only the blacksmith peeked out of his cottage and told them they need not stay. The people of this village have nothing of value. "A loaf of bread?" asked the sister. "I wish," cried the blacksmith. "Nobody here has tasted bread in months." "A spare room to sleep in?" asked the youngest brother. "Sadly, no," said the blacksmith. "Our own children have to sleep in the barns, and our animals in the town square. That's how little space we have." "Can we rest here a while, in the town square?" asked the oldest brother. "Suit yourself," said the blacksmith, "but we've nothing for you to sit upon. Unless you are comfortable in the dust, it's all that we have to offer." Then he slammed the shutters closed on the window he'd been speaking from. "Oh," said the sister, her tummy rumbling with hunger, "I was so looking forward to a meal tonight, but I suppose there's nothing we can do." "Well," said the oldest brother, "there is something we could make."
"What?"
"Stone soup."
"Stone soup?"
"Yes, stone soup," said the sister. "Why didn't I think of that? Delicious stone soup. And look at all the stones piled up just there for anyone to make into soup." The same watchful little girl who had spied them in the woods was watching them from behind a woodpile. She was very good at being unseen and unheard, but when she heard them talking about stone soup, she just couldn't help herself.
"Stone soup," she said. "That's ridiculous. You can't make soup from stones.
They aren't delicious. Not at all."
"We can make a delicious soup from stones," said the oldest brother,
"because we know how, and we can show you how, too. Then you'll never be hungry again, what with all these nice stones in your village.
Let's see. All we really need, besides a stone, of course, are a few buckets of clean water, a really big pot, and a long wooden spoon.
Well, said the little girl skeptically, there is lots of water in the well, and I suppose I could get Mama's big pot for you, but I really don't think you'll be able to make a good meal out of a stone.
The sister washed the prettiest, smoothest stone she could find in the creek until it was nice and clean, as the little girl ran to gather the biggest pot she could find, and the youngest brother brought some buckets of water from the well at the center of the village. The oldest brother made a cooking fire in the pit in the town square. When the water was in the pot and the pot was boiling on the fire, the sister plunked in the stone, stirred with a spoon, inhaled deeply, and smiled.
Stone soup, she said. It smells so good already.
The shutters on the blacksmith's window flew open. He called to the travelers. You are wasting your time. Have you never made soup before? It cannot be made without an onion.
Oh, I wish we had one, said the youngest brother.
You are right. Stone soup is much better with an onion.
Of course I'm right, said the blacksmith. Look here, he said, holding up a red onion and a white one. Use these. I suppose I won't miss them. I don't have much, but at least I have onions and enough brains in my head not to try to make soup without them.
The shutters in the cottage next door flew open, and a woman leaned out to say, well, onions are important, but not more so than garlic. Any decent soup has garlic. Here, take this head of garlic for your stone soup if you insist on making such a silly thing. It can't hurt the flavor anyway.
A man appeared in a doorway across the street, holding a handful of salt and pepper, and he had something to say, too.
I could stand a soup without onions and garlic, but not without salt and pepper. Salt and pepper is the thing you need most. Here, I'll sprinkle a little in your pot, and you will see the difference it makes.
Said the oldest brother, tasting this soup. You were right about salt and pepper. It does wonders for stone soup.
It's not a soup without soup bones to make it hearty, said the blacksmith's wife. Who's ever heard of soup without stock? I won't miss this bit of leftover chicken. Why don't you go ahead and throw this in?
Perfect, said the youngest brother.
You're not planning on making it without carrots, are you? Said a woman with a baby on her hip.
We don't have much, but we sure have carrots. It was a good year for them. Let me go into my root cellar and find some for you.
One by one, the townspeople came to shake their heads at the soup and to add something to improve it. Barley, tomatoes, kale, peppers, rosemary, potatoes, celery, and cabbage, thyme, bay leaves, fresh peas, and big butter beans. The soup cooked all afternoon and into the evening, and the aroma twisted its way into every home in the village. People came to the village square to marvel at how delicious it smelled.
We'd love to share with everyone, said the oldest brother, if only we had bowls, spoons, and benches enough for everyone to sit for supper.
The villagers went home to find cups, cutlery, benches, and glassware. They made a big table out of planks and boards and covered it with tablecloths, candles, and bouquets of wildflowers. The baker brought 3 thick loaves of black bread. A farmer brought pitchers of fresh white milk, and people went into their cellars for bottles of wine. Someone hung bright lanterns from the boughs of a tree, and the village square filled up with conversation and laughter as everyone ate their fill. When no one could eat another bite, musicians fetched their instruments from their hiding spots, and dancers began to stomp and twirl in the moonlight. The villagers stayed in the square late into the night, listening to the travelers tell their stories about faraway places and faraway wars. When a chill set into the air, it was time to go to bed, and no one could bear to see their new friends without warm, cozy places to sleep. The sister was invited to the blacksmith's home, the oldest brother to the baker's, and the youngest brother slept at the mayor's house. In the morning, the sister and brother said their farewells and headed towards their home over the hills. The little girl who first saw them approaching walked along beside them for a while.
I really didn't believe it was possible, but you did it. You made the best soup ever from stones. Now I know
we'll never be hungry again, because we have so many stones in our village."
"Farewell," she said. "Thank you for teaching us how to make stone soup."
"And farewell to you, listener. Thank you for dropping by the lily pad. Goodbye for now, from me, Lily, a frog."